From WSIU News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Thursday, August 6th. Weather-wise today, mostly cloudy skies. There's a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through mid-afternoon, and we're seeing those throughout most of the region. Investigators continue to look into the circumstances that led to a deadly house explosion in the village of Energy Tuesday evening. One person died at the scene. Another person was injured. The loud boom from the explosion was heard in multiple nearby communities in Williamson County. The county sheriff's office is working on the investigation, along with the Illinois State Fire Marshal's office, to determine the cause and origin of the explosion. Anyone with information is asked to call the Williamson County Sheriff's Office. Carbondale police say a woman is in custody after an armed robbery at a business on East Walnut Street. It happened yesterday afternoon. Officers were called just after 12:30 p.m. and learned the suspect had approached the victim, showed what appeared to be a firearm, and demanded money before running from the scene. Police searched the area and located the woman nearby. Officers say she was still armed when they confronted her, but they were able to disarm and arrest her after a short foot chase. 33-year-old Stacy Cole of St. Louis is charged with armed robbery and resisting a peace officer. She's being held in the Jackson County Jail pending a detention hearing. No injuries were reported. Democratic political consultant Alana Hampton is calling for Illinois House Speaker Emanuel Chris Welch's resignation. Hampton came forward 8 years ago about being sexually harassed by a top operative for ex-Speaker Michael Madigan. It ultimately helped topple Madigan. Now the current speaker is trying to contain the fallout from sexual harassment complaints made against former Democratic State Representative Harry Benton, and claims that Welch himself made Benton's former staffer uncomfortable. Hampton says these incidents should disqualify Welch from the speakership.
If this were in the corporate world, this is a person that would be fired. And we need to hold people at a higher standard. We need to hold elected officials at a higher standard.
Welch has denied any misconduct and says he takes sexual harassment seriously. Illinois voters can now apply to vote by mail for the November general election, and the state's attorney general is launching a new online hub to help voters navigate the process. The resource available on the attorney general's website outlines voting options, key deadlines, and answers common questions. The office has long monitored elections in Illinois to ensure polling places remain accessible and voters' rights are protected. Attorney General Kwame Raoul is encouraging residents to make a plan early, whether that means voting by mail, voting early, or casting a ballot on Election Day. Illinoisans can request a mail-in ballot for any reason. Applications are available through local election authorities or the Illinois State Board of Elections website and must be returned to the voter's local authority by October 29th. Well, after mostly typical early August temperatures and humidity levels this week, increasing heat and humidity will be back this weekend and into early next week. National Weather Service in Paducah lead meteorologist Derek Snyder.
Your high temperatures should be, you know, in the upper 80s to lower 90s, but the big difference will be the increase in humidity levels. So our dew point temperatures will be back up towards the mid-70s by this weekend, possibly the upper 70s, depending on how much rain you see. So that'll get pushed those heat index values into the triple digits if all that comes together. And it looks like once we get in early next week, that'll kind of be the theme of next week. It looks like would be those elevated heat and humidity levels.
Snyder says the Climate Prediction Center's hazards outlook is predicting the heat could prompt some advisories, and we could see some severe weather next week, especially in southwest Indiana and in western Kentucky. As for today, mostly cloudy, a 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms through mid-afternoon for most of the region. We're going to see a high around 84. That will give way to mostly cloudy conditions tonight, a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight with an overnight low of 72. Tomorrow, call it mostly cloudy, a slight chance of some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Some areas of the region could see some gradual clearing and more sunshine in the afternoon, a high tomorrow of 91. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU News.